Okay, listen to this sound we're about to play. You could think of this as a hit song for whales, and listen very closely so you can hear all of the parts. Whales do sing, we know that's nothing new, but a new article in National Geographic explores the culture of whales, including how they come up with those songs.
Every year, the humpback whale males develop a new song.
National Geographic photographer Brian Scarry has spent years researching and taking pictures of whales. He says a song can go on for 20 minutes.
And it tends to start in Western Australia or in that part of the Pacific Ocean. And they pass along this song across the entire Pacific. I might be in a place like Tonga in the South Pacific or Hawaii or the Cook Islands, and you just hear this taunting sound. You know, I'll get in the water, and quite often the male that's doing the singing will orient his body upside down. So his head is down, his giant tail is up above. It is this cacophony of different sounds, but they memorize it. I mean, they have it down perfectly, and what you hear in one place is often exactly what you'll hear in another place.
In his reporting, Scarry captured all these amazing images: beluga whales playing in shallow water, a sperm whale calf nuzzling its mother to nurse, orcas teaching their young to hunt.
These are very complex societies in the sea. We know they have big brains, that they celebrate identity, that they exhibit joy and grief. They understand that family, community, societies are important and they need each other. And I think it's a nice reminder of what we already know as well.
Brian's photos are at npr.org and in the May issue of National Geographic.